With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Members of Congress and my fellow Americans.
President Trump began his State of the Union address last night with this bold proclamation.
Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
And the president went for almost 2 hours in his address, as the longest in history. Another dusting of snow last night raked across a swath in the Northeast, still trying to dig out from this week's blizzard. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvec says the extended forecast anticipates two separate new fronts could bring more snow.
And that'll be pushing eastward into the East Coast by late in the weekend. So that actually sets the stage for a potential another storm, maybe Monday into Tuesday, anywhere from the Midwest, lower lakes area into the mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says a Ukrainian delegation is set to meet on Thursday with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoys ahead of another round of trilateral talks with Russia. Zelensky told reporters that Ukraine's negotiator will hold talks with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Geneva. Defense Secretary Hegseth threatening Anthropic with the loss of a lucrative Pentagon contract if it doesn't give out more information.
Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei believes the more capable and autonomous AI becomes, the greater the potential for its misuse. He's repeatedly called for its regulation, and the company's focus has been on developing systems that won't cause harm. Anthropic was awarded a $200 million national security contract last July, but tensions have arisen over its refusal to lift restrictions, preventing its technology from being used to carry out domestic surveillance or to target weapons on the battlefield.
That's BBC's David Willis, and this is SRN News. The Department of Defense has fired a teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's a conclusion of a report by a United Nations fact-finding team that has just returned from the African nation. It concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, that's a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities in and around El Fasher. This is SRN News. The feds are proposing fines totaling about $247,000 stemming from the deaths of six Colorado dairy workers.
Three businesses are accused of failing to protect the workers killed by exposure to highly toxic hydrogen sulfide gas after a manure pipe disconnected in an enclosed space. Five men and a teenager died in August of last year at an industrial-scale dairy northeast of Denver. Autopsies and toxicology tests determine the cause of death. The proposed fines can be appealed. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wellness influencer and entrepreneur Dr. Casey Means shared a vision for addressing the root causes of chronic disease instead of what she calls reactive sick care during her confirmation hearing to become the next Surgeon General today. The hearing took place before the Senate Health Committee. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.